Federal funding for community health centers is nearing expiration this year. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, that may affect centers and patients in Connecticut.
Laying off people from work isn't something that CEO Nichelle Mullins wants to do just before the holidays. But if federal funding for Charter Oak Health Center in Hartford stops coming, she may have to.
If I am looking at potentially laying off between 40 to 50 people, I have to think about how many patients that will impact, because there's still the need for the community and we won't be able to meet that need anymore.
Charter Oak is one of more than a dozen federally funded community health centers in Connecticut that serve about 390,000 patients. Centers offer primary and specialty care regardless of insurance status. But the federal funds that support these kind of centers around the country are set to expire if Congress doesn't appropriate more money for the programs by November 21st. Senator Chris Murphy says that'll leave people with fewer health care options, but convincing his colleagues hasn't been easy.
I hate to say it, but it's a fight. We have a lot of Republican colleagues that don't want to reauthorize funding for community health centers. We have a president that does not want to put money into community health centers.
Murphy, along with Senator Richard Blumenthal, say they think a deal will eventually be made to extend the funding, but it'll likely happen close to the deadline. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.